I was so dumb, but I hopped on a plane, almost drove right back to the 541.
Do we have anybody watching? Is anybody actually there?
Hell no, they're all watching the soccer.
The football. By the way, it is soccer. Fucking
yeah, it's soccer.
Like England created the word soccer. It's fucking soccer. So miss me with that. Also, more like U.S. boo, trailing to Turkey. No, like what's happening here?
When did Turkey as a country change their name?
It's always been that. We just
but not officially.
That's a good question because I definitely think it was one of those deals where like everybody had said it wrong for such a long time that they were just like, yeah, fuck it. And then suddenly they were like, you know what? Not fuck it. This is what we're actually called.
Like the Travis Etienne thing where everyone just said my name wrong forever.
Ah, fuck it. Yeah. I don't care. Like, whatever. Well, it's like, hey, care. We want to say your name right. Like, care. No, WCP. Turkey, no.
No, I feel like Turkey. I feel like Turkey. You know, they got Enes Kanter on their side, so we don't actually have to pronounce it right.
No. You mean was it Enes Freedom or Freedom?
Yeah, Enes
Kanter?
You're right. Enes Freedom Kanter. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So basically, that country is still just a cut of butterball to me. Like it's I'm not putting respect on that name.
That's one.
If they win tonight, don't care.
That's one of the biggest pivots in the history of Earth. Like going from like Portland and everything that means, basketball star, fan favorite to Fox News pundit was...
Fan favorite's a little generous.
He was. People loved him.
People liked him. And then he went to Boston.
Yep.
And he went to Boston. Again, another bastion of liberalism.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
And he was sick of it.
Fit right
and
in.
He was tired of it.
Was it him trying to save his career or him trying to make money like a grift, essentially?
He was making money because he knew his career was over. It was like, big men who can't shoot at all and can't defend, cannot play anymore. So
where that was, when you're playing for Portland, that's fine. Like, but anywhere else, you got to be able to defend a little bit.
He got to Boston, and they were running him out of the building.
You got to guard people, man. Sorry. Portland doesn't give a shit.
Like I said, it's one or the other. Be a scorer, you don't have to defend. Play defense, you don't really have to be a true scorer. You can't be both.
Yeah, you can't suck at everything.
Exactly. Yeah. So yeah, if it was... I always saw it as, because, you know, it was this whole argument of, did he sue the NBA or was he talking about suing him? Of like,
I think he was like, talking about it.
Just talking about it. He never did. Yeah. Because it was
for what?
Oh, they were talking about, you know, he was trying to say, they were infringing, essentially blackballing him.
Collusion.
Which is
like he's Kaepernick, right? Like people, the NBA hated him just like the NFL's owners hated Kaepernick. It's exactly the same thing. because NBA owners famously are super liberal.
Yes. And we've brought it up many a times talking about the NFL. NFL's not going to blackball you if you could fucking play.
Yeah.
There's a reason why Brandon fucking Ayuk is probably going to find his way onto a squad playing this year. If he can still play, he will find a team. If Kaepernick was good, a team would have played him.
Antonio Brown, dude. He's Antonio Brown 2.0. And guess what? That motherfucker was playing with Tom Brady and hanging out with Tom Brady's wife, allegedly. Like, I'm just
allegedly.
That guy was on the same team as Tom Brady, allegedly banging down his wife and was still on the team. Like, that says everything you need to know about the NFL right fucking there.
I believe this was also only according to Antonio Brown, so yeah, take that with an extreme grain of salt.
But imagine saying that. That about your teammate / best quarterback of all time. Still
was loud. Was it the Patriots that he just straight walked off the field?
No, that was the Bucks.
That was the Bucks. Yeah, just called it good.
Yeah, against the Jets.
I mean, you know those tough games against the Jets.
Locked right out of the Meadowlands.
Yeah, it was on the Jets field, right? Yeah. That's right. Yep. That's the memory I have in my head, is like him taking off all his shit, like on their horrible turf, and just walking away into oblivion.
Because Cantor never went back to play in Europe, did he?
No. You know, he was done.
Yeah. Because either, you know, the close comp would be like Trevor Bauer, right? When says he's blackballed, goes to Mexico, goes to Japan or Korea, I think it was Korea.
Gets
torched over there and then cry like, oh, they're blackballing me while I'm carrying like a 7.85 ERA in Korea.
I think King and I are going to be on the same page here. Like, I think he was blackballed and then
took a huge nosedive.
Trevor
Bauer was blackballed because he's an asshole. Well, yes. He paid the asshole tax.
He was under investigation at the time of...
There's a reason behind him. For sure. Yeah. I'm just saying, he was good enough to play if he was a nice person.
Yep.
He was just a weird asshole. Yep. It's like, he would not be in the bigs now if he had... No. You know, whatever, because I think he's playing for the Long Island Ducks right now. And he's like, oh, I threw a no hitter. And everyone's like, yeah, nobody fucking cares. 17 year olds or 39 year olds. Like, there's no in between there. Yeah. Trevor Bauer did get blackballed because he was an asshole. He paid the asshole tax.
And then when the asshole tax was paid, when he was available, he wasn't good enough anymore. Yes.
Yeah, he wasn't good enough anymore. Yes. Yeah.
But that is the difference between football and baseball. Like, baseball will take a pause and be like, oh, all right, let's.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to sit you down here. We're going to release you. And other teams pick up on that and won't just blindly pick someone up when they have some baggage. You know, I don't know what happened to his. I believe it was sexual assault, I believe was the case. Multiple, possibly. I don't know what came of that, but for the time it was being investigated. I think it was multiple.
He settled on one. I believe he settled on one. And then the other one, which was, I think, the more egregious one, kind of came out in his favor.
Okay, so yes,
there was a settlement, but one of the women violated the settlement agreement, and so she ended up having to pay him like $300,000 because she violated that agreement. Several other women who accused him of sexual assault faced criminal indictments for fraud and extortion, apparently. I don't know, dude.
It was a weird one.
It's just for the time. Baseball teams take a step back and say, let's see what happens here. You know, let's see
But the Trevor Bauer thing, like, not to like just relitigate that whole thing.
So real quick, the woman who ended up having to pay him, that was a settlement. So take with that what you will. Him agreeing to the settlement is not him admitting guilt, but not him fighting it either. Okay, sorry.
Right. No. But like the whole thing, like even when it kind of came out that like maybe he wasn't in the wrong on every, you know, the thing was still that like, oh, he had sex where he was like punching women in the face and sticking fists in their assholes. Like, not really that palatable for the general population. So teams are just like, you might be innocent, but I don't know. You're kind of an asshole and you're accused of punching women in the face consensually on your end and just like shoving bricks up their vaginas. Like, it was just weird. His whole thing was weird. And he was an asshole.
And to Ski's point, Kobe Bryant.
Kobe was way better than Trevor Bauer.
Different sport as well. Basketball.
I think basketball,
if it doesn't involve guns.
But also the sexual, like the just the details. Yeah. Rape is bad. Sexual assault, bad. Have we covered that umbrella?
I think That is the official. Maybe. That is the official stance of the podcast. Yes.
But like, even like the Kobe Bryant, like when that the news was leaking back in the day, it was like, oh, he bent her over a chair. Like, yeah, like that's not that abnormal. The Trevor Bauer sex stuff, we're kink shaming at that point, but was not as normal as people.
The Kobe details were worse than that. Like I don't necessarily want to repeat them here, but they were worse than that. Yeah.
Were they?
They were.
It was just rough.
Yeah. No, he like forced anal on her, and then she was like to the point where she was like bleeding, well, and then,
well, spoiler, and then spoiler. Every man is forced anal at some point.
Like on accident. Like, no,
I'm
but,
just saying. I'm just saying.
So, but then like she, to the point where she was like bleeding and blah, blah, blah. And then the security, security guard, the security guard covered it up. She said no. Like that's the whole point is she said no. And he did it anyways. So
no, yes. Again, he was being free. That's not like as violent as punching someone in the face. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that unconsensual anal sex or vaginal sex is great, but the Trevor Bauer stuff was pretty.
Can we make a stance that unconsensual is bad? Just
yes, of course.
As a face value, okay. Let's just say that. All right. I wanted to be very clear.
But like at the time, people were like, "He bent her over a chair." It's like, what?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, like that's
it's couch sex. People have couch sex.
Yeah, like
fun.
Yeah. Consensual couch
consensual
sex.
Yes.
When was the last time you guys had sex on a couch?
I've told this before, but it was during the Dylann Roof sentencing. That's right. So it was so, oh, he's going to jail. Fuck yeah.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Yeah, was, come on, baby. Bring it over. Let's go.
It was terrible. But it,
that's insane.
It is. It really is. But yeah, that's the last time.
Skis.
What about you guys?
Skis
what
avoiding
you guys?
The question. Yeah. I haven't had any relations of any kind in a very long time. Couch, probably like a couple years. Couch is fun though. Couch can be fun. Yeah.
Couch can be fun. Yeah.
I have broken a couch before. Like the under part just like sort of, you know, gave way and on a side of it.
Like and so, like the springs or like the
Yes.
The planks underneath.
The plank, yeah, sort of like combo in one of the corners. Just
yeah, great call, Booble. The fucking JD Vance.
It's like time
someone
to move
on the couch.
On. Oh, hey, hey,
couch fuckers. Yeah. All right, Ski, you're up.
I love that meme going around of him and his wife, and like he's when he reaches over and touches her knee, and he's like, "Oh, I love this fabric. Do they make it in couch or whatever?" Like, it's beautiful. Yeah, your turn, Ski.
Yeah, your turn.
He's like, we don't have sex. We're beyond sex. Yeah.
Or we've evolved our minds. Can't remember couch. No, been a while for a couch.
Been a while.
Well, time to dust it off, man.
Time to dust off the old dusty boots here.
The problem with, like, I'll say, like being a dog owner now, like it is different. Like if you're one of those people who lets their dog on the couch too, like it's different. Like I don't let my dog in my bed. Like, so that's a guaranteed no dog at anything. Yeah. Ski prefers office chair sex or just like sitting in the corner,
chairs.
Like sitting in the chair and the, like, you know how that works.
Office chair, that's insane.
That is insane. Like spinning.
That's insane. That's
like,
that's
insane. Like you have to be the most athletic person on earth to be able to pull office chair.
I mean,
it would be fun if you're centering her on like a roundabout mission, like she's on the Gravitron, and every like third rotation you try and get a try and get a poke in. You're breaking your dick. Like, yeah, there's no are. Way around
it. I was going to say, speaking of, like, accidental anal earlier, that is going to happen.
You're breaking your dick.
What a start to this podcast, boys. Holy shit.
I missed a great question from Booble up there. Could I get a hit off Bauer right now?
No.
I haven't seen what he's throwing anymore.
He's still throwing mid-90s.
Is he still mid-90s?
He throws up like videos every once in a while. Yeah, he's still pumping heat.
Is still that? If that gets to lower 90s, 100%.
You're hitting 91?
Yeah.
That's the difference. No, is 2 miles an hour. Then
when's the last time you swung a stick like that? Just out of curiosity.
Like with someone throwing as hard as they can at me?
Yes.
COVID?
And you think you could just pick one up now?
Hey, guess what? That I got 6 years of just like mending my body, just getting
studying the craft.
I'm doing a lot of hand eye drills so I can pick up spin rate.
He's Rowan Gardner. It's like been tightening up and it is ready to spring loose.
He's got the elbow
That's something we didn't talk about in the movie podcast last week, is like the sound it made. Like, that shit's weird. Like, tendons aren't supposed to make that sound.
But again, I've said it many a times. If it's just a fastball, I have no doubt I could hit.
You're expecting a fastball.
That's what I'm. If it's just fastball coming, I could still hit 90s. That's just timing. I'd have to just not even attempt any of his off speed.
If he's just pumping you 93, fastballs, you'll hit some.
Yeah, that's just time. That just, yeah.
Fair enough.
We're talking about Trevor Bauer right now. He sucks. And so there's a good chance he's just going to throw heat over and over again.
I mean, he always had that big fucking hook. I don't know if he's throwing for a strike, so I'm just going to let it go.
He's got the hook, but is it any good? Is he just hanging meat for you?
Well,
that's all I'm saying.
Unless you need to know it. I mean, if he's just hanging those danglers right there, I might just have to sit on it.
Sitting on danglers. All right.
Sitting on the dangler. The old Uncle Charlie.
Oh, you're sitting on what?
Old Uncle Charlie.
He's sitting on who?
You're sitting on who? God damn.
Hey, now.
This is progressive.
That's a good point, Booble. Ask him about the hook. Hey, yo.
Hey. I was going to let that one go.
Hey, yo.
It's got a hook on it. Shit.
All right.
Oh, damn.
Oh, man.
He's got that old 12 to 6.
Pause.
Cherry on top. Just whipped cream on top. Oh, boy. So, World Cup in general, fucking rules. Can we say that, like, as just a blanket statement for this World Cup? It fucking rules.
The stars came to play.
Exactly.
It's all right.
The stars are showing out more than they ever have. Like, ever. Every single one of them. Like, Messi's got 5 goals in 2 games. Like, Ronaldo sucked in the first game, scores 2 in the next one. Erling Haaland's got, like, 4 goals. Like, Jesus Christ, man. Oh! Is that Berhalter, dude? Is that Berhalter? The guy's a fucking dork. So the U.S. playing Turkey A. America, fuck yeah! Playing Turkey A and with all their backups in, basically. And they're tied at 2 right now. Start of the second half. Turkey A, real bad. Real bad.
We're not even to the knockout stage, so all you can really ask for is cool goals, the stars score, a couple up. There hasn't even been that many upsets, but you want to mix not in really, an upset or two. So
is soccer like one of the lone sports Americans watch when there's like an open gate of scoring? Like you guys have just said, all the stars are scoring.
Yeah.
Where we think it's cool. Where every other sport, we're like, I don't think I like this quarterback throwing for 50 touchdowns, or I don't think I like this NBA player averaging 35. It's too easy.
Soccer and the World Cup in general sort of like that, because it's like we're so used to the U.S. being terrible for as long as we've been terrible. And like this is literally boring. The first time they've ever been good. And so you just root for the Stars. It's like it's one of those weird things, right? It's almost like the Olympics in that way, where and if the Stars are playing well, like again, that's sort of what I said. Like this is the first time they've all been scoring, and every single one of them has been kicking ass. And so it's a fucking blast, dude. And well, the U.S. won their first two games. Like this shit rules.
Well, usually if the Stars are scoring, that means the team's moving the ball, and that it's a high scoring affair usually.
Yep.
Which is more or less what Americans want to see in their football yeah. matches.
Big time.
We don't want to see 80s NBA finals 92-84, right? We shit on that all the time. As much as we kind of shit on the new NBA being like, you know, all the foul baiting and shit like that. It's like, we still rather see 119-115 in a higher scoring game.
Yeah. It's soccer's the same, by the way. All like the fake injuries and, but hey.
Oh, I've
scoring it's, goals.
When has it, is it not a yellow card? Because yeah, I saw that for they simulation. Now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw that they did review some like people
yep.
flopping.
Yep. That has been my yeah.
So in our Discord, there's been some very vocal people about how much they hate the onsides or offsides.
By the way, that reminds me of like the first soccer video game I ever played back in the day on like Sega Genesis or whatever. I'm like, I'm fucking cherry picking because obviously yeah. I'm cherry picking, and it's like, what, offsides? Fuck this game. I'm never playing soccer again.
it's a big pitch, right? It's a big field. Yeah. I get like from the halfway line up to the box. Like, yeah, I get not having people just like cherry pick back there. I don't think there should be offsides once you get to the box.
Sure. I see what you mean. It's a strategy defensively.
I know it is. It's stupid. Be better. Don't do, oh, everyone run forward. Hey, let's try to catch them offsides because we can't defend people. Yeah. It's stupid. How many cool goals have been disallowed because of, especially now with VAR of, oh, the guy's like left nipple was offsides. Sorry, you got to take it back.
That aspect is the same thing I hate about like the baseball, the called strike thing mm-hmm. where it's like, oh, that's a ball, but it just touched millimeter of this imaginary box. It's like, come on. Like,
I forget what the league was. They experimented this year. It wasn't even that long ago. They experimented with I forget what the specific phrase was, but it's like the natural offsides or whatever. So like if it's like within a body length or something like that, it wouldn't be offsides. So no. like you wouldn't have like, oh, his shoulder yeah. was ahead of his chest or whatever, or something like that. It wouldn't be if like your whole body was ahead of the dude, then it would be offsides.
If the ball is about to be kicked and I break away, you know, a millisecond before you do, so I'm just like leaning slightly ahead of you, that's horseshit. If you stop the flopping with cards and as even loosening up the offsides with shit like that, more Americans will watch. It'll be more exciting because, as we said, Americans want more goals. They want more offense.
Looking through history too, like before there was VAR, all of the goals that were given that were like clearly offsides, like so,
or the hand of God.
Hand of God,
exactly
yeah.
that, right? Come like on. How many goals throughout history, how many World Cups, like Premier League titles, Champions League titles have been won? Like
Maradona would have died 30 years earlier if that was not allowed. Oh, yeah.
God, I like every time the World Cup comes around, like the videos of him start cycling through again, and just him clearly coked out of his mind practicing, doing like the front flips and stuff is just, God, it's comedy, man.
There's some clips circulating now. I'm sure they're not new. It's the first time I've seen them. We're like, they're coming back. Like there's
the
like
hydration break almost. Break,
and it's someone just taking going up to him and just something on a thumb up his nose, and he's off like a fucking bullet.
It's amazing. Just amazing.
Crazy.
So there, you guys seen that? Oh my God, what's it even called? It's like the clean athletes versus, you know, the genetic, you know, dirty athletes. You know, they race each other. They need to start adding in like someone shooting some meth, you know, doing some meth or blow right before running. And let's get some real times going
here. Let's get some science on that.
Yeah. Let's get some science on this. Like, is railing a fat line and then sprinting the 100 meter, are you improving your times?
I would bet you there are some folks at four corners on 99 right now. Oh. You give them a fat thing of meth, they're beating Usain Bolt.
Yeah.
Like, they're just, you tell them right there, run to Dairy Mart. They're winning.
Yes.
They're winning.
Next time you're down there getting some soul food at that food cart,
bring a stopwatch out.
Yeah, bring your stopwatch.
Yeah, start clocking some times.
That's, by the way, like, it's such a good food cart, but that's the worst fucking location I've ever seen for any business of any kind. Like, the place next to it used to be like that Porky's restaurant
Porky's
bar
place.
That's super duper does not exist anymore, and that building is just is dog shit. And then there's the Dairy Mart across the street, and then the ammunition store across 99 from it. That's the fucking corner you're gonna put your food cart. charge like $30 a meal for. It's like, okay.
Yeah, it's that exact location is amazing. Fucking insane.
Amazing.
Like, the only worst location I think would be taking it down to like three blocks down to the true four corners.
To the true four corners, like right on. I know, right?
Yeah, like there's right no other worst location in town.
It's amazing.
It's bad.
Why?
It's so bad.
Why? I've been there, and there's sort of like a hip barber shop next to it. So I get the sense that he must like know the owner of the barber shop, and he gets like doesn't charge any rent or whatever. That's gotta be it, because otherwise, like, why would anybody in their right mind choose to put a business there,
especially when, what was it, this week where that barbecue place down in the Wit got fucking torched by someone?
Well,
I didn't see that. Dang.
They said, they said it was arson. I'm not sure what.
Well, that's fun.
Could have been a street person. Could have been, or a houseless person. What do I care about the term is now?
Unhoused
person. Or could have been an insurance scheme. I don't know.
Ooh,
but someone lit a match.
Scheme.
Yeah.
Hey Fender, give us some like insurance scheme facts.
Do you guys remember the movie Aladdin?
Aladdin.
I think everybody Aladdin. Remembers Aladdin.
Aladdin.
Yes.
I think we should bring back calling homeless people street urchins.
We're talking about the Will Smith one, right? Like, that's the only one I know. Will Smith movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, right. Get rid of unhoused. Just call them street urchins.
What era was like vagabonds?
I love vagabonds.
60s to 70s? Because I think vagabonds is kind of whimsical.
It's a little whimsical.
They're just vagabonds.
Yeah. Yeah, like, sort like of, yeah, they just sort
they
of,
listen
like,
to
flow,
fish. Yeah.
Flow through yeah. society. Like, yeah. Not. I wouldn't say street urchin and vagabond are the same.
Well, that was kind of, you know, like the old hobo. You know, they're moving around on the trains, you know, not sticking in one spot.
Like, what was Snoopy's cousin? Like, Cactus something? He was a real hobo.
Cactus Pete?
Yep.
Cactus Pete, but he was a harmless hobo.
Yeah.
Man, we really need to get back to harmless hobos and street urchins.
Snoopy,
underrated
in terms of his, like, alter egos, too. Because he had, like, the pilot character, too. Like, Snoopy? Snoopy?
Pilot! That pilot character, I just know. We're old. We're not that old.
Oh, yeah.
I know Snoopy and Leather had women like in knots back in the day. That gear was hot for them. Yeah. I just know it.
Because the character was a World War II pilot, which is equally just like for,
wasn't
for
he very,
Snoopy.
Wasn't he very German-esque as well? Then you have
so
the month. I think he had the. I think he had the mustache.
And it was a red plane, and it had a black logo, but it was not that. It looked like it. Yeah, Red Baron. That's right. He fought the Red Baron. He fought against the Red Baron. That's right.
Well, the pizza won.
Fucking McCarthyism, am I right? The Red Baron? Jeez.
Yeah, Bubba, vagabond was... Bum was kind of the most derogatory term for a homeless person. That was very...
Yeah.
He's a fucking bum.
Fucking bum.
Yeah. I mean, that's why I've said before, I don't call him unhoused. I'm like, I'll just say the homeless. I'm not going to call him bums. I'm not going to... Just saying homeless is fine.
It's fine.
Like,
it's
you see how much... Yeah. I mean, we matured in our lifetimes from bums to homeless.
Yeah.
Now, that's... I mean, really, what's... I mean, homeless to unhoused.
I used to say hobo all the time. Like, hobo was a big one. Yeah.
Well, they're winos. I mean.
Yeah. Winos.
That turned into crackies or methies.
By the way, this is a wonderful transition into me introducing the movie that we're watching on Sunday. This entire last, 20, 25 minutes. It's Ski's movie this week. So if you don't know, if you're listening to this and you didn't know that we do a movie podcast, what? We do a movie podcast every Sunday, you guys. So this week's movie is Ski's movie, and it's Bad Lieutenant, Port of Call, New Orleans. Nick Cage, ladies and gentlemen, it is on Prime. So watch that and listen to his talk about it. There's a lot of cocaine use in that. A lot of cocaine use. Just saying. Is that Pulisic?
Oh, yeah.
Pulisic playing?
Yeah, someone said super sub.
My prediction in the Discord earlier was he's going to play the last 20 minutes and score a goal. He almost scored a goal, and he's in with 30 minutes left. So not bad. Pretty close. Is that Aronson missing the open net? Fucking Brendan Aronson. What a bum. He plays for Leeds, which is the team the 49ers own.
Duh.
Of course.
Duh. Ski knew that.
I knew that, of course.
Yeah.
God, do we need football to start?
Oh, Jesus, please. What are we going to do when the World Cup ends? Baseball? Jesus. Ugh. Fuck me, man. Just cancel the podcast. Cancel life. Ugh. Ugh. We could talk about the video game.
Which one?
The college football one. Oregon's really good and everything.
Oh yeah. No. Okay. So the
ratings came out and Oregon has the best team on there. They literally do. They have the best overall ranking.
They literally do.
They have the best quarterback. They have I think they had three of the top 10 speed guys on the game. Two of the top 5 defensive interior guys, 2 of the top 10 rush guys, top 10 corner, let's see, top 5 safety. What am I missing? I think that was it. Yeah, anyway.
My hot take is because Evan Stewart and DeCorian Moore are up on the Jeremiah McClellan.
Oh, yeah.
Better.
Better.
Yeah. Yeah. Better than
DeCorian Moore is a big statement, and I love it.
I know. I'm just saying.
I love it.
I could be proven wrong.
I wish I would have said it first. I'm jealous.
Are you saying better in the video game or better on the real life. Field?
No, he's
in
not real better life. In the video game.
Yeah, no, he's not.
He's not. No. Okay.
Yeah.
But in real life, I think he might be the number one.
That's our
hottest take.
I love it. So he's not going to be the number one.
Of course.
But
he
will end up with number one stats, is what we're saying.
That's yes. His catch radius is crazy. He's a more multifaceted receiver.
His spectacular catch on the video game through the roof.
Like DeCorian Moore, we've said before.
That's a stat now.
It is. Spectacular. Yes. By the way, if you haven't played the newer game Ski, you can throw jump balls and your receivers will just body people.
It's, oh, so it's, oh, it's, so I could I could be Michael Penix is what I could do.
Exactly that. Yep.
Yeah. All right. Great. Hey, I can get to a national title. Perfect.
Just throw it to Roma Dunze.
Just throw it up. Yep. I'm gonna get a little bit of pressure, and I'm just gonna blindly heave it.
Play with into Ohio State. Throw jump balls to Jeremiah Smith.
You're bringing up trauma.
Yeah, I'm gonna bring up like some new references, like Ohio State and Jeremiah Smith. You could just throw jump balls, and he could just catch those. I don't feel like bringing up old stuff that will make everybody sad. Maybe that's what you like, Ski. Maybe you like disappointing everybody. But that
throwing up jump ball to Jeremiah Smith was like a designed play.
You just tell guys to run straight, and then you throw it. And then they
Ohio State had that play in the book many a times per game.
Yeah.
I don't believe Washington had the scramble throw random jump ball game play calls coming out.
Well, no, they weren't scrambles. It was Penix just dropping back and just throwing sideline fades that should not ever be caught or caught.
But the receivers
were
better.
And it was very annoying.
God, the worst.
And it was always seemed to work better against Oregon than anyone fucking else. They'd play Arizona State and score 13. They'd play Oregon and Roma Dunze would have 13 catches. That was not fun, guys.
Two games. Huh? Twice. Happened twice. Yeah. Second game was worse because you knew it was coming and there was literally nothing you could do. That was a bummer. It was a bummer.
It really was a bummer.
I didn't like it.
No.
I didn't enjoy it.
Yes. There were some Indiana plays last year that reminded me of that. It was a little some flashbacks. Dude, this Charlie Becker guy makes this Surratt guy makes another just annoying 9-yard catch
on third and eight.
Fuck me. On Finney? Like, how? How? He's right there. He's right there.
You know it's happening. You know it's happening.
Yeah.
Who do you guys off the top of your head know who drafted Surratt?
Ooh. It was like early second round, right? Fuck.
Yeah, I
think Cooper went to the Browns and I'm trying to work back Surratt. Mm-hmm. Oh man.
I'm just trying to know if he's gonna annoy me at the NFL level as well.
Is he a Patriot?
He is a Baltimore Raven.
Oh, I don't have to worry. I don't have to worry about him.
And by the way, it was the fourth round, so we're way off.
Wow. Okay.
I know.
Now, that'll be an annoying connection. Him and Lamar in the regular season.
Yeah. Never. Yeah, I would say you don't have to worry about that in the playoff.
Come January, it won't matter.
Well, you're also implying that Lamar is going to be healthy enough to play the regular season. Which is
well, you know, he always misses about three games with the common cold, one game with the hamstring, game with the migraine, a little turf toe. Lamar Jackson has the most fun, I'm just not playing today things. It's very NBA.
It is.
Where it's like, buddy.
Load management.
It's like, it's like this game doesn't matter. But in the NFL, we only got 17 of these, bud. You got the sniffles? Can't play.
Yeah, bring in Huntley, I guess.
Yeah, bring in Snoop.
So, check this out from Surratt. This is like quite the run. So, 2022, he was first team all Northeast Conference. 2023, first team all Sun Belt Conference. 2024, third team Big Ten. 2025, second team Big Ten. That's wild, man.
That is.
It's pretty good.
A lot of transfers out of there.
Pretty good. So St. Francis, PA, James Madison, and Indiana. Yeah, that's where he started his college career.
I didn't know they had a football. I know they have a basketball team. I remember.
Are they the Peacocks?
Them.
Are they is St. Francis the Peacocks?
They're not.
Are they purple?
Nope.
What are they?
They do have a color in their name. It is an animal. They're the Red Wolves. The St. Francis Red Wolves.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I don't like that name.
I don't like it either. Their first season was in 1892, boys. In Loretto, Pennsylvania.
Just be Wolves. Yeah.
Wolves. Red Wolves? Yeah.
They play at De Gaulle Field with a capacity of 3,500 people.
Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah. Huh. It is. It looks exactly like Marist High School. I'm looking at a picture of it right now. So if you know what Marist High School looks like, it's exactly that, except red.
It's got a little river on the back of it. Somewhere near it.
Genuinely.
A lot of fog.
Genuinely.
Very, very soggy. Yeah. A soggy field.
They eventually put in turf because of the soggy field.
Like, it would be, you know, September 10th.
Yep.
Every other stadium in Springfield, Eugene, Cottage Grove, Prus-
yeah.
95 and just blistering hot. Somehow Marist 57 and soggy.
Yep.
It just didn't make sense.
Almost like it was like the floodplains from the river.
Yeah.
Yeah, like
they
almost.
They divert water off the river.
Right. Right underneath the field. Yeah.
Yeah.
It did. It felt like they were just watering it all day before the game for some reason.
I will say one of the funniest things from calling the high school football games was the one time a parent was mad at you for not like
for not
glazing
it. Ass. Yeah.
I was like, It's a 2-point game. It has to. Like,
I'm literally saying the thing. Like, what?
I've said your kid's name 9 times. Like, what?
I wonder, like, she must have thought I was like the Marist announcer or something. Like, she must have.
Probably.
Why are we paying this guy to not blow my son? Like what? Lady.
Well,
listen, I know it's a Catholic school, but we don't always blow minors.
Look at the
fucking
big-ass sign that says the radio station I'm broadcasting for, you dumbass.
We're going to hang that shit up.
Literally hung that shit up.
I mean, you should have tried to get – you would have gotten paid way more if you would have got that gig
as Mears. That's true. I should have done that, actually. That's what I should have done, like, after I left that job, is immediately
reached out to the private school. Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, you need a seasoned fucking play-by-play guy to glaze your team.
Back when my name meant something in this community, I tell you what.
Hey, your first name is still on the radio waves here.
Is it?
Oh yeah, Tannen has not changed the bumper. Yeah, the where you're laughing and it's something about Mariota would have him out in a brothel or something.
Fabulous.
And he says your first name. Yeah.
Fabulous.
I've got plays like twice a show.
I love it. He did get rid of the second. Let's see. It was like the second hour opening that had like the Led Zeppelin song. I think he got rid of that one. And that shit pisses me off because that was like the favorite open that I fucking made. I was like, God damn it. I put so much work into that. Son of a bitch. Do you know how hard it is to time that shit out? God damn it, man. That was like a really fun part of the job, by the way, was making bumpers and intros for things that would only happen like once. So like we would do like once a year, we would do this like special Oregon football pregame thing or whatever. And I would make like, I would put so much work and make this like killer fucking bumper music with like awesome. I put like a Kendrick Lamar song on there and it's like super obscure and it fucking rules and it play once. And like probably nobody listened to it because they never listened to the start of anything anyways. But I was like, that was fun for me. Anyway, any other sports?
The Blazers have a new coach.
They got a new coach for one year.
That was an interesting.
So Splitter gets hired by the Bulls. So Splitter goes to the Bulls, and who is their coach? Who is Portland's coach?
I think his name is Micah Norrie.
Okay.
Norrie.
And his clips are very funny because he just is a weirdly white person who's very folksy. He'll like, there's just clips of him talking to like refs. Like, man, he's flopping more than a frog on the sidewalk.
He's a foghorn leghorn.
Yeah.
Boy, I tell you.
I say, boy. He's making it harder to go through traffic than the 105 in Los Angeles at 5:32. It's like, you're white. What are you talking about, man?
He's a very specific white. Yeah.
Yes. Very white. His hair is even white. But yeah, he just says like weird stuff. Like, oh, he's falling down like a flapjack. What? You're the assistant. What are you doing?
Boy, I say, he is nuttier than a deer turd.
Is this Dundon trying to pull like a Rachel Phelps hiring Lou Brown? Like, clearly he has aspirations of moving the team. Yeah. Barring the city forking over all the money for a new arena.
Very clear. Yeah, he did come out this week and is like, yeah, I have no plans on paying for any of the stadium renovations, so good luck, Portland. Like,
but the hard part about that, though, he is that own it. The city owns it. So, yeah.
Build your own and own it yourself, then, Dundon. How about that?
Good luck with that. Yeah,
good luck with that. Yeah. Owners tend to not like doing that.
No, they don't. But it's also, isn't their whole argument like, oh, the city makes so much money outside of basketball, right? For concerts and all this shit. It's like, all right, then if it makes so much money, then why don't you build it and reap all those benefits, right? But I see it as a Rachel Phelps where he is hoping that the city doesn't pay for it. So I don't know what city would fork over $500 million+ to a brand new arena.
Oh, it's more than $500 million at this point. It's billions.
Yeah, I don't even know how much arenas go for nowadays.
$2 billion is like the starting point.
The renovations are like $600 million, they're saying, right?
Yeah.
So
which is a lot.
And where did that come from?
Who came up with the price of renovation?
Yeah, well, who came up with that specifically for Moda? Like,
it's a good question. I'm not sure.
Where did that number come from? Yeah, I'm
someone probably charging a lot of money to give that estimate would be my guess.
Okay, so that would insinuate that there's like a plan, like that there is an idea of what is to be done with the Moda Center, and I would assume that probably includes the whole like the quarter, right? Like.
Well, that's what he wants to do. If I remember right, he will pay. He's interested in paying for an entertainment district, but he's not interested in actually paying a cent to the Moda Center
for the arena itself. Okay.
And again, I don't think he's going to be a good owner. But it's like, well, if he doesn't own it, if the city owns it, I mean, I could think he's a dick about it, but he's. Technically, he's not wrong.
Yeah.
It's not his building.
I guess it hasn't come out or anything on, like, if he has demands on the renovation, right? That could skyrocket potential costs.
I haven't seen.
Because, like I said, I still feel that he wants to move the team somewhere else,
right?
So if the whoever Moda person came out and said, you know, with that $400 million price, if he comes over the top saying, I require all these add-on things that all of a sudden start pulling a Trump on it. Like, it's only going to be $400 million. All of a sudden, you know, it's $1.1 billion in renovations.
Beautiful ballroom.
Yeah. It's one of those who are like, all right, yeah, he wants to get the fuck out of there.
That's him giving the game away. Yeah. If he does something like that.
Like,
totally.
I don't think he's averse to moving. That's why he specifically mentioned, he's like, well, I don't own the building and I'm going to be paying an insane amount of taxes because of state, city, county, you know, blah, 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 laws. I don't think he's averse to moving it. But like I said before, as long as Seattle and Vegas get teams, I just don't know where, I don't think there's a robust market for NBA teams to move because there's already like, what was it
Does
3 months ago?
Matter?
Well, no, but like 3 months ago when LeBron said no one wants to go to Memphis, the NBA itself got like really mad and they're like, you cannot say that. Players don't say
Shut
that.
The fuck up.
But there's, but there's a bunch of markets like that that players don't want to go to. And again, the markets people are talking about, Nashville. They're not putting two teams in Tennessee. No. No one wants to go to Memphis. Louisville, Kentucky, like, please. Like, Louisville has an NBA arena because the Louisville Cardinals play there, but they're not – that's not – these cities are – Raleigh, North Carolina, these are not cities – that are really any better than Portland. So
yeah, that's what I'm saying, though. Like, I don't think the city matters as long as they're willing to pay for the arena.
But there aren't cities that are like desperate for it. Like, that's my thing. It's like Nashville is,
it only takes one.
NBA doesn't want two teams. King said NBA doesn't want two teams in Tennessee.
Yeah, and everyone's Nashville. I don't want two teams. No. The NBA, if you gave them true serum, wouldn't want the one team in Tennessee they already have. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, they would put them in Memphis, but Memphis has just built a hockey arena. They're building a football stadium. Like, Memphis is kind of tapped out. Like, just, and again, I mean, you're right. It only takes one city, and stupid cities have gotten professional. Like, New Orleans should not have a basketball team. Jacksonville, even though, here's a little geography thing, biggest city in Florida, should not have an NFL team because it's like LA. It's like 90 miles long in each direction. It's just a way smaller than LA. But they get to count all that. Duval.
I mean,
they
just get
to count all that, but.
What major metropolises don't have a sports team like in its immediate
Seattle and Vegas?
But if they're if they're getting expansion teams,
if they're getting teams.
I'm just trying to see where, like, what big city could absorb a team that would like,
right?
Do well.
And like, and let's say Portland doesn't.
Whichever one will pay for it. Like,
but which one?
Which one? Yeah,
whatever one. Like, he could find a buyer somewhere.
But also, again, the NBA has a say in it. Like I said,
will
they
Adam
have
a
say
Silver,
on where teams?
So just hypothetical. Nashville comes in. Nashville's like, we will drop $2 billion on a new arena. Ooh. Adam Silver's going to come in and say, no, we don't want it.
But they're not. That's the thing.
Even if they would, I think the NBA would say no.
No fucking way.
Teams in Tennessee?
Yeah.
No way.
Louisville makes more sense to me than Nashville.
So I think maybe
a second team in Arizona makes more sense.
But I think there's already to your point, like, before it even got to the place of an offer, I think the NBA would need to step in. Because if it got out that, yes, Nashville has made an offer to buy the Portland, to build an arena for $2 billion for the Portland Trailblazers, and Tom Dundon is considering it. They wouldn't be able to let it get to that point. If Adam Silver is going to step in and say no, it's going to have to be like Dundon saying, hey, I am negotiating with Nashville right now. And then Adam Silver is going to have to be like, no, stop doing that. Like, we're not going to, we don't want another team in Nashville. And then you're telling the billionaire owner to not do a thing that he wants to do. And does Adam Silver have the balls to do that? I don't.
Well, King had brought this up before, like, of Stern's like biggest regret letting Seattle go.
Which literally tarnishes your legacy.
But he also let it happen. So, like,
yeah, and he's also like hated. I mean, Silver's kind of hated already too. If he lets a team leave, an old team too. I mean, they've been around for a long time.
If there was no expansion on the horizon, I would be like, shit, the Blazers are probably moving. Seattle and Vegas were open. Fine. People are like, Austin. I'm like, well, you want to know what's like 50 miles away from Austin? San Antonio. And they already got the Mavs. Yeah. And they already got the Rockets. Like there is a point of oversaturation, and there's also, once they put those two expansion teams, they're going to have to move teams from the Eastern and Western Conference, and they're going to have to, like, you know, I know college football has distorted all of our minds on like having pods and like geographical like things, but the NBA like does, like, you, if you read stuff, the NBA does want like geographical. So like Seattle and Vegas have a team. The Blazers make way more sense in that scenario than they even do right now. Like right now, like the Blazers are like, they are like a geographical fucking outlier. Like, even their stadium was great. They're still just, they make no sense, and their travel sucks. And blah, 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 blah. But again, as long as those two cities get expansion, I'm not saying they won't move. I'm just saying I'm not, until I see someone, like you said, someone in Nashville is like, yep, I will pay all $2 billion for it. But then what's Tom Dundon going to do? Be like, okay, yeah, well, then I guess I'll sell it? Like,
well, no, it would be the people of Nashville agreeing to it. But there would be a lot that would have to happen for that to be a thing.
Yeah, no one's going to just pony up $2 billion out of their pocket for an arena that doesn't own a team.
Sure.
Like, right, unless they get a percentage of the team.
I will say that has happened. Oklahoma City largely moved because they built what was then the Ford Center years before they actually got the Thunder. Kansas City has done this with the Sprint Center. It's been there for like 15 years now. I don't even know if it's a NBA facility at this point, but they copied Oklahoma City where they're like, wait, they built an arena with no team and they got one. And then Kansas City did one and there's no reason. No. And they shouldn't, but.
But we are hearing all this. I haven't heard a peep out of, I mean, you're probably not going to hear a peep, but out of the Portland Fire ownership. Are they clamoring for renovations needed for the Moda Center as well?
I think, oh God, can I just say something? I don't, the Portland Fire, their games are broadcast locally in Lane County on Fox Sports.
On the radio,
104.7.
102.9,
104.7, 104.7 is KDUK, my bad.
Valerie Steele doing play-by-play, Barry McGuire. Valerie Steele,
Barry McGuire. Barry McGuire's still at it, by the way.
He is still doing it.
He's still at it.
Leathery but, pipes. Leathery.
Oh, I bet. Oh yeah. So good. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But the announcing crew for the Fire is so bad.
Yeah.
Like they are insane. It's, if you plopped any two of us down, me and Alex, Ski and Alex,
easy,
we would just have better chemistry to just bullshit. I don't even know the name of the man and the woman. They are atrocious. And
no,
the woman,
chemistry whatsoever.
She stutters all the time, but not in a way where it's like she has a speech impediment. It's like she's just new and doesn't actually know what she's doing. Yeah. She's just nervous.
Yeah.
But it is so bad. Like, I don't really have a, like, there's times I'll get in the car and I'm like, oh, it's on. Yeah. And then I'm like, I just can't listen to this crew because they sound like a high school crew.
Yeah.
That would just do like, oh, boom, there goes the dynamite. Like, they're just bad. And maybe next year they'll be great. I don't know.
With more reps.
Bad.
Right? Yeah.
But they're bad right now.
That's such a.
It says we have.
Yeah, go ahead.
Elise Woodward and Asia Ellison.
I recognize there's Woodward, what says, I think.
There's no way that's Elise Woodward.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a dude, and Elise Woodward is way too experienced.
Yeah.
She might be like part of the broadcast team, but I don't think she's the one.
So. Yeah. That's such an underrated part of broadcasts, is even if you're doing it by yourself, is just like having some stees and like just being somewhat interesting, like, and
being someone you want to listen to, being
able to make references, like, and like, say you're doing a high school game, right? Like being able to like say some shit that might relate to a high school kid, but acknowledging that you're not a high school kid and making that shit funny. That was like something I would think about all the fucking time. Like, you got to be relatable. Yeah. You have to be.
Yeah.
Have to be. And know who's listening to you. Like, yeah. It's a shame.
I don't know. This is an article from April saying, yeah, Woodward will serve as the television voice of the Fire, joined by Asia Ellison as the game analyst, with a post-game show hosted by post-game Fox Sports director Nick.
I'm talking radio.
Yeah, radio.
Oh, you're talking radio. Yeah, oh, all right. Radio. I thought you were talking the TV broadcast. All right.
Yeah, he hops in the car, throws on the TV. Yeah.
who's the Nick guy? Who's the Nick guy you were about to
say? Said Nick Krupke.
Nick Krupke.
No,
that's who I was thinking you were going to say, because Nick Krupke's local legend. He's just been around forever.
He sure has.
Along with
shout out to Krupke. Yeah,
along with WNBA veteran Sherry Sam providing studio analysis.
Oh,
studio analysis.
Studio. Yeah, that's the post game show is Krupke and Sherry Sam. Oh,
who does the broadcast?
I told you that Elise Woodward and Asia Ellison. That's what it says.
There's a dude who does the broadcast.
No, that's TV. He's
but I'm talking radio. TV still.
God,
I don't think there's an article
Steve.
Because no one. It's radio. No one listens to the fucking radio.
Portland Fire Radio. Figure it out.
There's no articles on that. No one cares.
I found it. It's AJ Cannell,
AJ Cannell
and Sophia Jones.
Yeah, Booble also said it in the chat.
Radio? What the fuck is a radio?
AJ Cannell, Florida State guy or whatever?
No, but
Danny
close.
Cannell?
Danny Cannell.
You think Danny Cannell, if you know anything about Danny Cannell, he's not stepping foot in Portland.
No.
Or women's basketball.
Or women's any. Yeah. If they are not subservient women to him, he is not stepping in that arena.
Yes, sir.
Men and women's sports, not on his watch.
Not in his watch. No.
Let's see. Danny Cannell. We're at about an hour. We got some list ideas. Maybe we could hop into the list.
I got something. We could just skip list this week.
One more thing. Okay.
I got a new segment this week.
Oh, instead of the
new
list.
Instead of list.
Segment.
Pick a random soundboard thing, King, for this new segment. Pick like a totally random one.
This is what works.
Ski segment.
Because
why don't you leave the sound effects to the pro, my guy? Why don't you,
he could fiddle once I say. So this was a rough podcast sports wise. There is not a lot happening.
I don't know. I think we did a pretty good job.
But guess what? Guess what? We are 10 weeks out from Oregon football.
Yeah.
So in these next 10 weeks, I'm going to ask you guys some questions. Could be.
You know, you make me wanna kick my hands up I'm the apex predator in the question answering them.
That's why. Hey, guess what? Once the season starts, King and I answer trivia. So this is my time.
Oh,
so now you get to you get to answer some things now, Braga.
Anything that
you
get
to be
so
put
I
on the spot.
If I don't have to do prep, I'm happy. Ugh. God.
You're put on the spot here to think on the fly and come up with an answer to something. So we are 10 weeks out from Oregon football. So this week's, I don't even know what we're going to call it. Duck question. How about that? Duck 10 week out ducks question.
That really
rolls off the tongue easily. So I don't know. I didn't pay him that far.
Is next week the Ducks 9 week question?
Maybe.
Duck question.
I might go eight. I might go 8 weeks. I don't know. I didn't.
I like that.
I didn't workshop the name.
This is actually good.
I love it. All right.
So
love it. Let's do it.
So 10 weeks out. Ten. Kind of an important number for Oregon.
I'm gonna cut this out, put it on YouTube.
Yeah, and guess what?
That's what it's gonna be called.
I'm the host. I'm the host now. Shut the fuck up and let me host. Right?
This is what you did for trivia.
Yeah. Guess what? I'm the fucking host.
My cortisol levels are off the fucking charts.
Let me. Yeah, I know. Number 10, a pretty important number for Oregon quarterbacks. So here is the question. Between Nix, Herbert, and Dennis Dixon, all famously number 10s, pick one of them to be the current Oregon quarterback you would want on the current roster. One, you swap one of the quarterbacks with the team of a different quarterback. And then the third one, you have to erase all history of that quarterback. So if you pick Dennis Dixon, everything that happened on Dennis Dixon's time with the Ducks, mm-hmm. that never existed.
Yep.
You pick Herbert, guess what? No Rose Bowl, nothing happened there. Mm-hmm. So of those three, you got to select one for a category.
Okay. Wow. You threw me with the erase one.
Well, yeah, I had to throw a bad one in there.
I know why I'm erasing.
So I...
Yes, WTP, it's kind of fuck, marry, kill.
Yeah.
Okay, but. So how do you want us to do this? Do you want us to do like one thing at a time or do all three at the same time for each of us? Like, what do you want?
All right, we'll start with the first one. All right. Okay. One you would swap different quarterbacks with.
So swap one of those 10. So
like you, like, you could, like you could like, no, the first one is like you could swap Justin Herbert to play on those Akili Smith teams. Ooh. Or you could have had Akili on those Bo Nix teams.
Gotcha.
So which, but you can only use one each. Like each quarterback one time. So,
God damn it. I want to use Nix for like all of them.
I'm putting Bo Nix on this year's team.
Yeah. Me too. That's the first thing I thought. Like Bo Nix on this one. But also, I'm fine erasing Bo Nix because he didn't win anything.
So that.
Like, so.
He won a Fiesta Bowl, sir.
Fiesta Bowl. Right. Come on now.
All right. So okay.
Were you not watching?
So okay.
In a diseased country, while Bo Nix went down to a Petco Park and defeated Drake May, or no, it wasn't even Drake May. Was it Drake May?
Was. Yeah, it's freshman year.
Drake May mm-hmm. and the UNC Tar Heels
with a really touchdown pass to
America
Chase,
together
to Chase Coda.
Yeah, take a seat, Mac Brown.
Okay, so that's my decision.
So you are both taking Nix
yes,
to head the current Oregon roster.
Holy shit. They would be so right. fucking good with Bo Nix. Like, oh my God. Like nothing against Dante Moore, but like being able to run, having a quarterback being able to run.
Well,
fuck.
Do you not think Dennis Dixon's could have played in this new gen?
I think Dennis Dixon's era, Chip Kelly's offense, he was perfect for. The absolute perfect fit for that. I think since Dennis Dixon, the quarterbacks at Oregon have gone exponentially up. Like, they have gotten so much better. Like, I would say more than half of the quarterbacks to come after Dennis Dixon are better than Dennis Dixon. So that's going to be, I'm spoiling my last answer, but like, yeah.
All right, then I guess I'll ask King. So which between Herbert or Dixon, which one would you swap onto the other team, other quarterbacks team?
So we're swapping them or we're putting them on any other roster throughout history?
You're swapping them, their rosters. So if you pick Herbert, you got Herbert on replacing Dennis Dixon on those teams with Chip.
Oh, I'd put Dixon on the Herbert team.
On the Herbert team?
Yeah.
Running out of pistol?
Yeah.
At least it'd be something interesting, because, God, those teams fucking suck to watch.
I think Herbert would be pretty fucking good on Chip Kelly's offense.
Well, the other problem is, are you going to erase everything that Herbert did at Oregon?
Yeah. Spoiler, I'm erasing Herbert. 16, 17, 18. 19, won a Rose Bowl. Boring. That game against Cal. That game against Arizona.
News.
Boring. And hey, that was probably more Mario. But I think we get seduced, and I've just spoiled all my answers.
Yeah.
But I think we get seduced by watching Herbert in the pro. Be like, he throws really hard. Really threw really hard against San Jose State as well, and they scored 34. Just not my. He was boring. Teams were boring. Get him out of here.
Yep.
Get him out of my life. Matt, out.
So I'm putting Herbert on Chip Kelly's team, and I'm erasing Dennis Dixon.
Ah, poor Dennis. Mm-hmm. It was more I was thinking about it was like, would Herbert have just destroyed that era of football? Like, could he have single-handedly won Oregon a national title in that era?
Yes.
Well, I mean, can we let him win an NFL playoff game first?
He would have won the national championship at Oregon. With Chip Kelly. Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right.
And by the way, Jonathan Stewart, like Herbert and Stewart and Jeremiah Johnson, fuck. Stop it. Stop it. Good luck.
Maybe.
Would they? I mean, God, do you change the offense around? Like, because he's not throwing to the greatest of receivers.
Well, Chip, I mean, so he's just throwing screens anyways.
This little bubble screens anyway.
Yeah,
and
he's just throwing screens.
I mean,
I hate to.
Do you see it?
No, I'll get there, King. Let's finish the segment first.
Well,
no, I hear you. I know.
All right. Well, I guess you guys gave your answers. That is the end of the Oregon Week 10 question air.
Oregon 10 week swapping questions. Yeah.
Hey, that's just this week's swap. Next week could be anything. I don't know. I haven't decided yet what week 9 is going to be.
Next week is number 9. Yeah.
Because there's only 9 weeks until Oregon football.
Boom.
All right. You want to do it? You want to do the thing, King? You want to say the thing?
What?
That you were just like going to say?
No, it's just fucking losing to Turkey. Hey?
Lost to Turkey.
Turkey,
In the fucking, in the 8th minute of stoppage time, which is the last of the stoppage time minutes, gave up a goal to lose
listen,
to Turkey.
Listen.
Turkey. A.
I understand.
Do you?
I understand. 8 days ago, the United States men team advanced. They wrapped up the group stage.
Oh yeah,
they were advancing.
They won their group.
They won their group.
They're playing Bosnia and Herzegovina, which
is not fair.
That's unfair.
Two countries at a time.
That's unfair.
Which is historic for our pathetic, sad, flaccid national men's team. Just pathetic. We are a sad nation of soccer, but we are America. And one of the bedrocks of America is Plymouth Rock. And around Plymouth Rock were who? It starts with a P.
No.
It ends with an S. It is the Pilgrims. And what did the Pilgrims bring to the natives of this great country before they
raped,
pillaged, cattle them with diseases?
Smallpox?
They broke bread with the natives. They would call them savages. I would not. I would not do that. They broke bread with the natives and sat down on November 25th with what as the star of the occasion?
On November 25th.
I think it was
turkey.
I think it was deer.
Turkey.
Probably deer.
And
corn.
We just lost to a country named after our most famous bird. Don't give me the bald eagle. We don't eat bald eagles.
No.
We eat turkey.
Yeah.
Butterball. I don't know what I'm trying to think of other deli names. Butterball.
Johnson's Farms.
Carl Buttig. We eat turkey in this country.
Yes.
Turkey is our bird. And we lost to a bird.
Yeah.
When men are single and a woman leaves them, what do they call them? A bird. And we lost to a bird country that stole our bird. Turkey is our bird. And we lost to Turkey. We're no longer a country. We're no longer a nation. My fellow Americans, go out on the streets. Burn something.
Steal
mail from your neighbor. Rise up. We cannot stand for losing to a country named after our national bird. And you will remember this. The United States is not winning the World Cup, but they can advance to the round of 8. Let's just say they pull an upset against Spain or something, and they get to the round of 8.
Wow.
You'll be happy. 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 But come November 25th, when that bird
is,
you might not be eating the bird. Because it's not, it's no longer popular to eat our national bird. But you will know. Turkey will still be on your brain, and you will think back to June 25th at 9:03 Pacific Standard Time, going the 8th minute. We lost to Turkey. We cannot lose to Turkey.
I think Turkey you're wrong here, King.
The only thing Turkey gave us is fucking Campbell cigarettes and Hino Turkoglu. We cannot lose to them. Even Turkey's if we don't polite. Care. Ah, we don't care. No, it's unacceptable. And I'm the number one soccer aficionado in the world. Trust me. Believe me. Unacceptable. Burn it. Jurgen Klinsmann, get out of here. Klopp, leave. You're sacked. I'm sacking all of you. Alexi Lalas, sacked. Lena Donovan, you're sacked. Tim Howard, sacked. We're losers. We're losers again. We thought we were good. We're losers.
I don't know. I step outside my house and I see turkeys running roughshod over this great country, this entire town. Turkeys.
What they did to us tonight in England.
Exactly. Uh-huh. Exactly. That's why I'm not surprised.
They're literally in our backyards.
You know? A pack of vagabond hobo turkeys just did to us as a country what they do to South Eugene.
These unhoused turkeys running rampant through Ski's backyard.
It's disgusting. Mm. Mm. Tina Kotek, what have you done? Mandani! His luck is over! Mets still stink.
We gotta change
the U.S. lost to Turkey.
We gotta change the November 25th bird to the bald eagle, I think.
No, Mamdani might have been rooting for Turkey.
You mean he was just rooting against America? It doesn't matter who it was.
Ooh, yeah, first time chatter. Exactly. FIFA Dad says leave Ricardo Pepi and Matt Turner in Los Angeles.
Turner stinks. I do know that Turner stinks. He stinks. Stinks.
Pepi and Turner suck.
I don't know enough about Pepi.
I've always been saying that about Pepi. He sucks.
Turner stinks.
Turner does stink. It's nice for Turner that he got a chance to play. Like he feels like that kid on the team who is like very clearly worse than everybody else. And it's like, okay, this game doesn't really matter. Let's let him get some playing time. He stinks.
Well, stinks.
Braga, did you know the two players that netted goals for the U.S. today?
No.
Austin Trusty?
Yeah.
Did you know?
Everyone knows Trusty.
Yeah.
And Berhalter?
Berhalter, yeah. Yes, I knew. Berhalter, I know about Berhalter.
You knew them?
Yeah. He should never play. Berhalter, it's nice that he scored a goal. Like, he should never play. Neither should Pepi, by the way. Like, he's so bad. And, like, it's weird. That's the thing about this year's team. I'm going to go into some, like, full-on analysis here. Like, is the guys who played today, like Tim Weah. Like, Weah used to be, like, the star guy alongside Pulisic. And he should not play. He played today and didn't do anything because he's not good enough. Like, they have better players now. Like, Balogun is better. And the guys who are starters for them now are like actually good players overseas.
It's like when we played Tony Meola in the net all over again.
That's a drop. Yeah, Joe's. Are you
saying the U.S. has a depth problem, Braga?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're gonna be like, I mean, we didn't even bring up Jones going to the Heat. Are they gonna be like the Heat where you got your starters? Yeah, they're good. They could compete, but anytime anyone comes off the bench, shit could get fucked. Yes,
exactly that.
Yeah.
Exactly that.
All right. Well, tell these guys quit being so fucking soft and fucking play.
They play both Bosnia and Herzegovina on Wednesday. Again, like. You put yourself in this position where now you have to play two countries in the same game. Like you open this door and now this is the world you're living in.
Trusty guys on my TV. I stinks too.
Trusty.
Where is that match on Wednesday?
Oh,
is it Philly? Is that Philly?
It's in my brain somewhere.
Let's see this hat.
I just saw it. Yeah, look it up, Ski.
Well, I was looking up the...
It's in L.A., right? Isn't it in L.A.?
Is it in L.A. again? I think I got to stop playing it so far.
Somebody answer
I was
that.
Looking up. I was looking up the odds for that match. And this, you got to take this with a grain of salt because this is every American's going to be betting on the U.S. They are a -155 favorite to beat Bosnia and Herzegovina.
I was going
to
say, what about Herzegovina? Yeah.
Somehow they have, I guess that must be 90 minutes because they have draw, but it'd be knockout stage. There's no draw in the knockout stage. It goes extra time PKs. I don't even know how the World Cup does it.
Yeah, extra time and PKs. Yes.
And then PKs. Yeah. All right. They're not even that big of a favorite.
Let's end the podcast.
Do we figure out where the game's at?
Oh yeah, somebody tell us where the game's at on Wednesday. Do it right now. Do it right now. It's not going to be in Mexico.
Hecha in Mexico? It is at SoFi.
SoFi. Yeah.
San Francisco Bay Area Stadium.
Well, wait. That's not SoFi. That is Levi's.
That is Levi's, isn't it?
Yes, that is Levi's.
Yes, yeah. Levi's. Yeah.
What are we doing to this team? Why are we putting them in these stadiums? So, Levi's? Come on.
Yeah. No, they... I think they're going to... The substation, baby. You know, like, keep Pulisic... Again, I mean, keep Pulisic away from the substation, and I think they should be fine, but...
Like honestly, like, these are... The group stage, keep them on the West Coast. That's fine.
Yeah.
But, in...
King, you brought this up last week. Get them to the fucking East Coast with all the crazy fucking...
The crazies!
Get them to Boston.
Philly, people.
Boston. Yeah,
we
exactly.
We need mean people to just
Were you mean all week leading up to these last games, King? Like...
Oh yeah. I was racist.
Who did we play last?
I took LTD to work today just to be extra mean and racist.
Yeah.
Who did we play last? Who did we play last game?
Australia.
Yeah.
Australia. Yeah. That's right. We're supposed to be mean to the fucking Aussies. Yeah. People were out there being mean to them.
But no, we're putting them on the West Coast where everyone's generally nice. Put them on the East Coast. Let them see a Philly fucking person who has no idea what soccer is and just wants to be an asshole. And he has, you know, 80,000 of his best friends with him just being mean. They're from Europe and shit. Like, they're used to, like, the worst.
They're used to extreme racism.
Extreme racism. And we're sending him to fucking L.A. and San Francisco and Seattle I know.
Yeah.
But yes, you can find racism, but we're a little more polite.
Not as much.
We're fun. Yeah, we're not as abrasive with
it. Let's not bring Oregon into that conversation.
Well, we're just a sundown state, you know.
Yeah. Let's
just a sundown state, yeah.
Let's end the podcast, shall we?
We shall.
Sunday is our movie podcast. So Bad Lieutenant, Port of Call, New Orleans. It's on Prime. Watch that and listen to us talk about it on Sunday. By the way, FIFA Dad, if you're still here, subscribe to our podcast somewhere. It's the Sports Brewery Podcast.
Shout out to FIFA Dad.
Yeah, what's up, bro?
Good on you.
Yeah, welcome to the fam. If anybody wants to gift him a sub, that'd be cool. You know, keep
your number 175th rated United States men's national team podcast. Mm-hmm. I looked it up. That's a verifiable fact. Stay with us. Facts.
Yeah. If you care at all about Oregon sports, right below
men in blazers, just right.
Roger Bennett. Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah. We're Roger Bennett adjacent. Which means we're Nick Kroll adjacent, as we learned. Yeah.
Fair enough.
So there you go.
As a quick aside before we just leave, in my brain, I had forgotten that the World Cup in 2022 was in December type thing. And the other day I was just kind of thinking about the World Cup. And I was like, shit, I forgot that Grant Wall died.
Yeah.
Like covering a game.
Sort of suspiciously, right? Like it was.
It was cleared. Like it ended up not being, but.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was like, shit. Like, I know that was like 2 weeks before the year 2023. So saying 2022 makes it sound a little longer. But I was like, damn.
Thanks, Booble. Booble gifted him a sub, my man. My man. All right.
Recipes, Grant Wall.
Yeah. R.I.P. Grant Wall. Like a real one. For real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For real.
Cool ass guy.
Not even doing a thing.
No.
Yeah.
Cool ass guy. Okay. So Bad Lieutenant Protocol, New Orleans. Watch that on Prime. Listen to it. Talk about it on Sunday. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening, guys. Goodbye.